comes Miss Nicole Henry.
Good morning. Wonderful to be here in the house. It's been years since I've been here with Unity of New York, so thank you for having me back. Britt, thank you for the invitation, and great to be here for today's talk, which is We Shall Overcome. We all have a lot to do in this world, so here we go.
Done right there. Nicole, it is such a treat. It is such a pleasure. It's such an honor to have you with us way before that pandemic that started in 2020. Yeah, it has been that long. It has been that long. Wells, you were with us online a bunch of times from all over the place. Yeah. And, you know, my brain works in some weird ways. And this morning I was so looking forward, anticipating to you being here. And I started thinking of this alliteration of bees, of Bali, Birdland, beautiful, busy. Yeah. But is it okay if I tell people that you just arrived back from Bali yesterday? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. A week in Bali. Yeah. 2 weeks? Oh, my God. So she got back from Bali. She went to Miami. She went to sleep and repacked and got on a flight this morning and came here. And so how are you doing with that body clock? Because it's about 2:30 on your body tomorrow morning right now. You are alive. You will sleep. I know that with you. You will sleep well. With that 12-hour time difference, you don't know where you are and when it is. So glad that everything's in divine order for you, getting ready for Birdland tomorrow night. And I just heard minutes ago it sold out again. Well, yeah, so I've been announcing it so that, because I know it always sells out, so I know that some of you are going. And little pointless side story that I'm thinking about right now. When we went to Bali and got back, we had scored, this was years ago, had scored tickets to see Hamilton. The date happened to be the day after we got back. I loved the second act of Hamilton. I know, I did a first act of Hamilton. My neck hurt. Yeah, so I'm just glad that you are here, alive, alert, awake. And speaking of alliteration, Nicole and Nina start with the same letter. And Nina Simone. I'm going to stop you guys. This is not Alliteration Sunday at Unity, okay? But what a powerful message that song is. I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. Oh. Nina Simone sang her longing to break every chain, to speak every truth, to love without walls, and to live without fear. And she dreamed of the day she could sing because she knew, not guessed and not hoped, but knew what it felt like to be free. And my friends, that dream is not just hers. It's God's dream for all of us. You get it? That is God's dream for all of us. And there is a man that you may have heard of who had that same dream for us. But first, let's take a moment, because I feel like we're all juiced up right now, as we need to be. But let's just take a moment to make sure that we're centered and very present. We're bringing ourselves to this moment. So take a deep breath, let it go, and place your hand on your heart, if you will. And just feel your heart. Feel it beating, strong, steady, resilient. And know that beneath that strong heart, beneath that surface of our busy lives, our core is made of peace. And our soul is made of spirit. And our path, yes, even the twisty uphill, what now again path, is sacred. So we say, thank you, Spirit, for the blessings we can see, and the ones we haven't quite figured out are blessings yet. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So my talk, or Carlos was funny last week. He said, we call it a sermon. Unity calls it a talk. You can call it a message. But whatever you want to call it, it's called, as Nicole pointed out, We Shall Overcome. And the great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, we shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. Notice that he did not say, we might overcome, or we'll try to overcome. He said, shall. And shall is a promise. It's not a sort of kind of namby-pamby, wishy-washy, wishful thing. Shall, a promise, is a spiritual certainty, rooted in God's truth and in our willingness to live it. Now, before I landed on this title, We Shall Overcome, the first version, what was coming to me, was called We Shall Over. And I figured it would not make sense to anybody but me. And it would probably also look like a typo in the Friday newsletter. But the idea of the premise of that We Shall Over is that, let's face it, some things we don't just get over once. We get over them over and over and over and over again. Do we not? We thought we were done grieving until that song came on. We thought we forgave until they texted, just checking in. We thought we healed until our buttons got pushed like a broken elevator in Midtown, over and over and over. But here's the gift in that. Every time we go through that over cycle, we have another chance to rise and to rise again. The world is plenty loud with dissonance and discord right now, isn't it? People are spewing anger in comment sections, on the subway, even at brunch. How do you get angry at brunch? Brunch is sacred. And disapproval, it's everywhere. In Friday's newsletter, I wrote about, I know that some of you read it, thank you. I wrote about a Zen experience that I was having being surrounded by nature on my friend's porch Friday morning. Birds and bees, and I was like Brother Nature, mother's son, anyway. There were lush colors. And you know what wasn't there? Dissonance and discord. Just oneness. Just everything working together in perfect harmony. And I mentioned butterflies, or flutterbys, as my niece Danielle used to call them when she was a little girl. I also mentioned that she called pancakes pancakes. I know, but you know what's scary? I can say this because she will never be watching online. I was mortified when we went out to eat when she was about 30 years old, and we were at the IHOP in Lakeland, Florida, and she ordered pancakes. I was like, oh, sweet Jesus, nobody ever told her different. Anyway, I digress. Butterflies. You post a picture of a butterfly online, and someone will say, actually, that's a moth. Did you get the butterfly's consent? You know, butterflies can be problematic. Oy. But Unity teaches that we don't heal the world by throwing more anger at it. We change it by raising consciousness. Eric Butterworth said, you don't change things by fighting the existing reality. You change it by building a new model. Look how young he was. Look at that. That was about 1920. You don't change things by fighting the existing reality. You change it by building a new model. And that new model, our spiritual life, is about choosing again and again and again. Thank you, Leo. Think of the butterfly. It starts in the muck. It transforms slowly. And then for this tiny blink of existence, it flies. And every flap of those fragile little wings is an act of faith. And we're like that. Some days we're still crawling. Some days we're locked in the cocoon wondering, what happened to my life? And some days, if the wind is just right and the coffee is strong enough, we soar. And butterflies don't apologize for the process, and neither should we. Martin Luther King didn't say back in the 1960s, we'll get over this by next week. He declared, we shall overcome. And here's where it gets personal. Maybe you're facing grief. Maybe you're in a season of change. Career, health, relationship, home, financial. Maybe you're just tired of being strong. Anybody? It's easy to feel depleted when you're constantly... Wow. That is strong. I like that. Leo, talk to me. Maybe you're just tired of Leo's shenanigans. Never, 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 ever. But you know, it's easy to feel depleted when you're constantly being the strong, sturdy one. Isn't it, anybody? Unity does not ask us to pretend that everything is fine. Unity asks us to remember, I am not broken, I am becoming. When we overcome, we don't go back to who we were. We become someone new, someone deeper, someone freer. And sometimes the only way we get through is to laugh, even when it may be or feel inappropriate. It is one of my special skills. Oh, some of you have met me. Laughter is not just medicine or my favorite exercise. It's evidence. Evidence that we're still human, still hopeful, still capable of joy, even in the crap, even in the storm. And as my grandmother Ninny would say, if you can't laugh, you're just leaking tears from the wrong end. That's deep, right? And you're going, that's so funny, I don't get it. Ninny was funny and made me laugh, and someday I might just do the gospel according to Ninny. We would have a good time. I'm thinking anything. I'm just, oh my God. Ninny, stop it. I'm thinking of how she used to call mustard, must be a turd. That was Ninny. That was my, yeah. Well, that was Ninny. And her name came from, her real name is Minnie, and my older brother, who was about 3 years older, I heard him calling him Nana. And as a little kid, really little toddler, I'm like, well, people don't know what her name is. So I combined them and called her Ninny. I combined Nana and Minnie, and she became Ninny, and it stuck forever. So here's how we shall overcome. Good old-fashioned, practical, ready-to-use can change your life if you apply them. Unity reminders to live by. Principle one, God is absolute good, everywhere present. Even in traffic, or on a crowded subway car where the air conditioner is broken, even in heartbreak, even when looking at social media, even when wondering when the madness will stop, God is absolute good, everywhere present. Principle number two, we are spiritual beings, not perfect, but perfectly becoming. Principle three, our thoughts shape our experience. Our thoughts shape our experience. So if you're thinking, I will never get through this, do a reframe. I'm growing through this. Even if I can't yet see my way out of this cocoon. And principle four, prayer aligns us with truth. Sometimes it's just, God, I don't get it, but by God, I'm still here. And principle five, knowing truth is good, living it is better. Thank you, Leo. A woman once told her teacher, I just want to get to the other side of the mountain. And her teacher, mentor, replied, what if the other side isn't the point? What if who you become while climbing is the miracle? We are climbers, sometimes dancing, sometimes slipping, sometimes ugly, crying, but always moving. So may your again be gentler this time, and the next time, and the next. And may your over feel lighter and more honest. And may your wings, when they unfurl, carry you toward pure, unabashed, unadulterated joy. When you're flying, we shall overcome and we shall rise. Let's prepare to meditate in song because we are always blessed, even when we are overcoming. We are so blessed. For all that we have, for all that we are, for all that God is. Ain't that good to know and remember? We are so blessed. We are so blessed. We are so blessed. I am so blessed.
Oh,
today, we shall overcome. But that shall isn't about someday far away. It's about right here, right now, breath by breath, choice by choice. And if you haven't already done so, I invite you to close your eyes and to let your body soften. Just melt into this moment. Give yourself permission. Everything before it is gone. And all there is this moment. And just notice your breath in. Notice your breath out. Let it go. Inhale. Exhale. Release. Ah, the power of the breath, our ever-present friend. Feel your feet on the ground, your body supported. And there's that heart again, steady and strong. And imagine that every breath you take in is spirit breathing you, filling you with the life, strength, and courage you need for this very day. Now picture a mountain before you. Not one that blocks your way, but one that calls you upward. This is your mountain. No one else can even see it. Only you. See yourself at the base, hands open, heart ready. Now take that first step. Feel the ground beneath you, solid, certain. Every step you take, the path rises to meet you. Along the way, you may see shadows. They're not here to frighten you. They're just here to remind you where the light is. You may hear voices of doubt. Smile at them gently and keep climbing at your pace on your mountain. Feel the sun warming your back, a gentle breeze encouraging your face, and hear your own spirit whispering, I am not alone. I'm guided. I am strong enough for this. This, my mountain. And as you climb, as the path continues to rise to meet you, notice that you're lighter than you thought. What you were carrying that no longer serves you has been quietly falling away. You are freer. You are rising. And spirit is rising with you. As we take a pause in the silence. we return gently from our climb. Hold in your heart the truth that we shall overcome, not because of our strength alone, but because Spirit is our source, our guide, our unshakable foundation. And so we rise. And so we rise. And so, still, we rise.
To strength.
Novelty.
Thank you.
Thank you.